tonight on TMSPM, A to Fly.
Magnamet coming to TV.
Scar Joe teases us.
Trump versus Satan.
I know who I want to win. Fleas, fleas, millions of fleas.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is the PM edition of the show on Thursday, the 22nd of, what is it, September 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello. Welcome to the PM.
Good evening.
The PM edition.
The PM edition. Doesn't sound good. Something about that sounds wrong.
Yeah, I'm not liking that.
Yeah.
Let's never say that again.
Taking that one back. Taking it back. Don't know why. Just don't like it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back, and it's because of you guys that we're here, so enjoy yourselves. I ate a fly today. You want to hear about this one?
I don't know why. I ate a fly. I guess I'll die.
Well, we're all going to die at some point, right? may as well be earlier than later. But I was outside laying with the dog on the hammock and thought everything was just fine. The weather's dropped a little bit in temperature. Got my little hoodie and hat on, kind of just chilling. And went to go take a deep breath and sort of take in the air. And in went a fly.
Oh, my God.
I gagged and coughed and fly didn't come out. Pretty sure it just kept going south, and now I am home to the fly.
It's almost like you're doing a poem yourself.
Yeah, a little bit. It is kind of poetic. Yeah. But I ate a fly, and now I don't know what to do about
it. You didn't even get any ketchup with it.
Uh-uh. No. I have a little burger next to me here that Kim brought me that was really nice a minute ago, but that doesn't count. All that's going to do is push the fly south more.
Right, but if you had ketchup, then at least you'd be eating flies and you know it.
Yeah. And in my cartoon imagination, I'll just fart later and the fly will go bzz, 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 and that'll be the end of it. But that's not going to be what happens.
That's what would have happened to the Pink Panther if he ate the fly. That's we've learned. If there's nothing else we learned from 70s and 80s cartoons is that flies stay completely intact as they pass through your intestines.
And now what I will find out instead is that I could get Listeria. I could get... I guess you can't get West Nile virus. That's a mosquito, right?
Right.
My lights are blinking. Why? That's going to piss me off.
Oh, whatever you do, don't Google diseases you can catch from eating flies.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, no. I'm not saying I Googled it. I'm just saying you shouldn't Google it.
I'm doing it. Here it is. Oh, great. Diseases carried by houseflies include but are not limited to typhoid, cholera, dysentery, salmonella, anthrax, and tuberculosis. Good Lord. I don't want any of those things from a housefly.
I feel like Darth Vader in Empire Strikes Back where he uses the force to pull that thing in the the carbonite room and goes, all too easy.
But what if then? I guess, you know what, it was an outside fly. I don't know if it's ever been in a house, so maybe it's okay. Or is it just the kind of fly it's talking about? Does it have to be in a house?
Yeah, I
don't know.
Yeah, I think you're going to be all right. I think it's gross.
Yeah,
Don't think about the fact that he's probably enjoying a tasty snack of Rainer's poop right before he landed in your mouth. But
oh my gosh, there's so many of these. Housefly genomes offer a clue to human sickness. Houseflies carry more bacteria than you might think.
Oh, no.
UF discovers houseflies carry 5 new illnesses causing bacteria. Or illness-causing bacteria. Well, F
it's
this.
It's like BuzzFeed is what you're looking at.
Yeah,
get
this
it?
Is bad.
BuzzFeed.
I guess I will die. The poem was right.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
It's a fly.
Thanks for that vote of confidence. Everybody out there, don't worry. I'm fine. Just a little fly. What's it going to hurt other than my entire body? It'll be fine. In the Utah? All right. Let's do the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio.
Oh, weird. That died early and wasn't supposed to. Sorry. Oh. You guys know how the news goes. Hey, it's news, coast to coast.
Globe.
Yeah, something went weird, but it's not brought to you by anyone anyway, so it's kind of a good
one. Brought to you by you, the listener.
That's right. Thanks for supporting us on patreon.com/TMS. We appreciate it. Here's the news leading our news tonight here on the cutting edge news of the evening news. Female-led Magnum PI series is in development at ABC. How you feel about that, Brian? Everything's coming back with a lady in it.
I have no problem with being female led. I have a problem with the term female led.
Ah.
Like this is what's different about it. It's mm-hmm. female led. Instead yeah. of saying Magnum PI reboot series coming to ABC. Oh, guess what? It just happens to star a woman.
Yeah.
Right? It's.
You think we're there yet where we can start hearing that, where people will stop focusing on the gender of the people and just say what it is instead of saying like he's going to be gay?
I think the world would be a far better place if we got there. Because, all right, how would it be if African-American-led Magnum PI series in development at ABC?
Yeah, good point.
Like, oh, okay, so that's the gimmick instead of just being.
And we are kind of over that now, I think.
I would think so.
Much better yeah. than we used to be.
Right. New African-American show, Black-ish.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to CBS.
Well,
We don't have to say that. So maybe at some point we won't feel like we have to say female-led Magnum P.I. series.
Yeah.
Anyway, who's the female?
Magnum P.I. was often female-led anyway, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, ba-dum-bum.
He yeah. was always following them females. Anyway, according to Deadline, ABC is developing a sequel series to the 1980s CBS classic Magnum P.I., which starred famously Tom Selleck as the title Hawaii-based private investigator Thomas Sullivan Magnum IV. Hmm. Titled Magnum, that's all they're going to call it, no P.I.
Okay.
Magnum, the sequel/reboot, will... will revolve around his daughter, Lily Tommy Magnum. She's a bit of a tomboy, literally.
Okay.
As she travels to the Aloha State to take charge of her dad's detective agency, there will also be a parallel mystery surrounding Unravel the Failed Spy Operation. That's bad. There will also be a parallel mystery surrounding Unravel the Failed Spy Operation that ended the career.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
That's totally wrong. Hey, well done, ComingSoon.net.
Coming never. Coming soon, not ever. Dot ever. Leverage creator John Rogers will write the script and produce for Eva Longoria and Ben Spector's Unbelievable Entertainment. The Lily character was not created out of whole cloth. As a child, was introduced in 4 episodes of the original series, and it is implied in the finale that Thomas takes custody of the daughter. Hmm. So it
as,
is
a, as
kind
a watcher
of
the Magnum PI show,
yeah.
How old was the daughter when they introduced her for 4 episodes?
Little kid, tiny little kid.
Like toddler or like precocious 8-year-old?
Like 4-year-old, 5-year-old, okay. That kind of thing. I think so. So it fits. And it's better. I think it's better than just starting it over and saying it's Magnum, but it's a lady this time. Yeah, this is them saying, no, it's his daughter and they're caring. It's a sequel, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so it doesn't even need to be that Magnum PI sequel in development at ABC doesn't need to be.
Yeah. I agree, dude. They're bait clicking us. They are absolutely bait clicking us.
Totally. Yes.
Here's what you need to do though, folks. You need to make that good and have Tom Selleck do a couple of cameos.
Or see what he'll have to. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't not do that, right? I don't think so. I don't think
he
does.
Does he have
the
mustache back?
Oh yeah.
Was such a problem for a while. He was going mustacheless.
Pretty sure he's got it back. He was in that recent blue. What was it called? He played a chief of
police.
Blue Bloods.
Yeah. Blue Bloods.
It's not good. It's kind of bad.
It's not an easy thing to say. So that's one reason it's bad.
It's kind of The other reason it's bad is it's just kind of poo. Like it was just super by the book, paint by the numbers, sort of 80s era TV making. It's not good.
Hmm.
And it's new, but it's, you know, felt like it was something that was made 30 years ago.
His mustache, it's changed over the years. He's now, what is he doing that's making it a little bit weird? It's like he's separating it.
Oh.
At the plenum or whatever that's called.
The plenum.
The plenum. I think that little divot that you have between.
Oh, is that called the plenum?
I think it's called the plenum.
Oh,
I may be getting that wrong, but it's like he's. No, that's not it.
I had a doctor fondle my plenum once. well, anyway.
All right. Well, you know, hey, mustache.
Good luck.
Now,
to
will
you.
She have a mustache? There's the question.
I hope so. I hope it's.
We
one
still
of those.
Don't know who's going to play her. Does it need to be so? You're casting this.
Okay.
Do you cast an unknown or do you cast someone who's an established star?
I maybe go with established in that she's been seen on something else on TV, but not full-blown crazy star level stuff. Kind of like you're going to take Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend and make her Jessica Jones.
Right.
Or the B from Room 118 or whatever the hell it was. you do that. That's the kind of transition I'm talking about.
What about like an Adrian Palicki?
Wait, isn't that a dude?
No, Adrian Palicki is the...
I can't think of who that is.
She's the Friday Night Lights, Mockingbird on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nailed it. That's it. That's who we want.
Yeah.
Brian's right. It needs to be her. I keep thinking, you know what I was thinking of is that other Palicki guy that played... He's one of the brothers.
Johnny Galecki?
Maybe. who's the one that plays one of the brothers on Supernatural? Is that him?
The one who was on Lost?
Yeah. No, wait. Was he on Lost? No, you're thinking of Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries. That's exactly what I'm thinking of. Yeah. There's two shows. We just named two shows that I don't watch.
Jared
Paladecki is what people in the chat room are saying.
Oh, okay. I knew it was one of those Ecky Becky Decky names.
Ecky Becky Decky, yes. Yeah. She'd also be really good at this, Ecky Becky Decky.
Yeah, Ecky Becky Decky is, man, she is not, she's not had the right role, but maybe this is it for her. It needs to be, I mean, well, I don't know if it needs to be, but I feel like it needs to be somebody who's got a quick wit and sense of humor and lots of charm.
Yes. And she's got to be badass. Yeah. She's got to be, you know, she's got to be able to take down a bunch of dudes in a warehouse who are smuggling drugs.
Yep. And Queen Latifah needs to drive that helicopter around. That's what needs to happen. Kind of racist, but I'm just saying.
We're going to have a female, an African-American female-led helicopter?
Yeah, of course, with African. So Higgins, who's Higgins? We got to cast Higgins. Because that guy died, right? He's dead, isn't he?
He's got to be. Higgins, you still go British?
Yeah, got to.
Yeah. You go with, I'm drawing a blank here.
I'm looking too. So that guy, let's see if he's still around.
No, Genie says he wasn't even English. It was a fake accent.
Yeah, he faked it. That's true.
Wow.
I knew that. John Hillerman, that's who that was. John Hillerman, okay. He's great in all sorts of things. He is still alive, so you could, in theory, drag that guy out of bed.
Oh, see, and that'd be great, because then there's your connection to the original series. Yeah. He still, you know, works for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do that.
Guy was on St. Elsewhere, man.
Oh, he was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's on some, he was in the 90s, he was on some Nickelodeon kid show. And he seemed to be alive then. So,
although FrogFan 84874 may have nailed it, John Hodgman as Higgins.
That's pretty good. Someone else said Leo Laporte. Nope, probably not.
Yeah.
Helen Mirren. That's not bad.
Convertibles you love. From helicopter pilots you trust.
Drobo. It's not going to be Helen Mirren, but that would be amazing. She'd be perfect. She has the right temperament for that. Helen Mirren would be perfect. But Helen Mirren's too big of a star.
Everybody's British on this show. Yeah, everybody's a lady on the show.
Yeah, we're going total ladies across the board here.
All right.
Yeah, we got to go like, who was the other friend that wore the bad pants? He was always, he was one of his Vietnam buddies. Do you remember his name?
The other,
All right.
You know my experience with Magnum PI. It's come up on FilmSec.
I think we watched one for FilmSec, and that's it.
That was the first episode of Magnum PI I've ever watched, and the last.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed it, because done.
Yeah.
Scarjar. I hate that. Or Scarjo. Scarlett Johansson. She has unplugged her first Ghost in the Shell teasers.
Mm.
It says here that she is disconnected from her docking station and goes to work in the enigmatic first teasers for Ghost in the Shell, DreamWorks and Paramount Pictures movie based on the influential manga series and animation, we should mention, about an elite cybercrime unit.
Okay.
I got your elite cybercrime unit right here.
We don't know how technology works at EW. We don't know.
The brief glitchy... this is EW.com. Brief glitchy video striking vignettes glimpse Johansson in action as the black bobbed cyborg special ops agent known as the Major. In one scene, she is asked, "What are you?" In another, she packs a pistol and encounters a ring of people hooked up to a bundles of wire and says, "This is just the beginning," an ominous voice says.
Hmm.
You will... Wait, I'm not doing him. Johansson has been a controversial choice as the star. As everyone knows, everyone freaked out because she was supposed to be Japanese and distinctly so. However, yeah. Some have said that robot's not like that at all. In fact, most mangas depict what they think white people look like. So,
right.
Anyway, that's coming. That'll be a thing to see, Brian.
Major
I'm excited.
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, I can't say that I'm rushing out to see it, I'm afraid. I don't know. I mean, I never saw the cartoon.
Oh, you should. It's good.
That's what I hear. They say you start with Akira, then you move on to Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, I think that's good. And also then Ninja Scrolls after that's another fine.
That's a movie? I thought that was a game. Ninja Scrolls?
Ninja Scrolls. You're thinking of the Elder Scrolls. Ninja Scrolls is a...
Is there an Elder Ninja Scrolls?
It's pretty old now, but it's a very cool anime. And I don't watch anime. So there's like... You could literally... Yeah. All the animes I've seen, like the long form ones, top to bottom, you could probably write on a list that's less than 10.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think those three are quite good.
Hmm.
Tetsuo.
Yeah, that's that's what I know from Akira.
Yeah, remember that with all the weird flesh army tentacles and everything? That was pretty good. Evangelical pastor says that Donald Trump is under concentrated satanic attacks.
Oh, of course he is. Sure.
Yeah. This sounds like you need to what's the word in WoW? You need to
dispel
that and stay out of the crap.
Interrupt.
Stay out of the poop, Don. At an evangelical event in Cleveland on Wednesday, a pastor warned the Republican presidential candidate that he was fighting none other than Lucifer himself.
Wow. Lucifer's got 5 points on you. Sorry. According to the latest CNN poll, Lucifer is...
he's winning.
Sitting at 47% while you're sitting at 41.
Yeah. Satan herself. I mean, himself.
Right.
Oops, I've said too much. How is it possible that the two most unlikable people on either party are the ones running? How is it possible that they're the two we let in? The two most unlikable people. How do we do it?
How do we reboot and say... Nope. We're rebooting. We want to pick two more. We want two more to represent us.
Yeah, we want to re-roll. We got bad stats on these two.
And as much as I was, really, really looking forward to hear what Gary Johnson was going to have to say, it doesn't look like he's going to be in any of the debates, which is unfortunate.
Not the big ones, no.
And what was the
Jill Stein. Huh? The other one?
Oh, yeah, Jill Stein's the other one. Yeah. But Gary Johnson recently got interviewed by one of the major news networks, and they said, well, what would you do about Aleppo?
And he didn't know what it was.
And he didn't know what Aleppo was.
Yeah, but...
I didn't know what Aleppo was. I know Syria, right? I know the Syria refugee situation.
Yeah, Jury made a pretty good point after that. He says, well, one thing we can all probably admit to today is we all know a little more about Aleppo today than we did yesterday.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like Gary Johnson.
I do too.
I think he's fine. Someone right now is getting mad and wants to send an email. That's fine. Go ahead, everybody. Do what you got to do. You know who really... Oh, I don't have that anymore. Damn it.
Who really likes Aleppo? Oh,
who wrote... Now, what were you saying earlier? We don't know who wrote something. We don't know who wrote... Ah, shit. I don't remember what you said. No,
we don't know who wrote...
I don't remember. Frick! Maybe it'll come back to me. Here's the rest.
All right.
He says that Satan's after him. Pastor Daryl Scott says that that 5 years ago, an unnamed, nationally known preacher claimed that if Trump ran for president, he would come under a concentrated satanic attack. Put your hands on the TV. Scott said the preacher warned of a demon, principalities, and power that are going to war against you on a level that you've never seen before, Donald Trump.
I have great demons. I have the best demons. A lot of people say that I actually have the best demons.
Yeah. What's great is that's an actual sentence. You can just swap words out for whatever other words you said.
You want to see how I deal with demons? You won't believe it.
Yeah, you won't even believe how I deal with demons. I think you'd be surprised how I deal with demons. what's more, Scott affirmed that the satanic attack is taking place right this second. He says, I'm watching it every day. He said, posted on a clip on the right wing watch, which is kind of an anti-right wing thing, so I don't know why it showed up there. Well, maybe that's why, because they're making fun of him. Anyway, Scott then held a ritual where he and others laid hands on Trump as the pastor's wife, Belinda, asked God to give him the anointing to lead this nation.
Wow.
And he's making a face there like, holy shit.
Really? I gotta look at the picture.
I'm not comfortable with all these black people touching me. There's a lot of black people touching me.
Oh, no, I've really got to see this photo. Okay, I'm looking. Oh!
You know what I'm saying? Like, he just looks a little uncomfortable. Or at the very least, he looks like a guy who knows he's just going through the motions to make everybody happy in this freaking place.
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you guys.
Oh, jeez.
I've got it right here for
you. Lay hands on him, and she's going to pray. And I want you to stretch forth your hands, and I really want you to intercede on his behalf.
Look at him. He's so nervous. He's like, oh, shit. Years what am I ago, doing? Why am I here?
Years ago, when we first met him, and he was considering running.
Stretch forward your tiny hands. And
oh, this is the one with Don King when he dropped the N-word.
Oh, really? Okay. I saw some of Don King's speech. I didn't see that, though.
Yeah, he dropped the N-word up there by accident. And then...
No, that's Don King about, yeah, right in the, on the right side, about the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, convicted criminal, Don King.
With that sweet, sweet jacket.
Yeah, it's pretty tight, literally.
It's like they took a denim model and modeled it after James Brown's Living in America from Rocky IV and said, could you make one of these, but just in denim, please?
Living in America. Wasn't he in the Rocky movies? He was in some of that, wasn't
James
he?
Brown was. Oh, and Don King was as well, wasn't he? Yeah,
I think they both were. Anyway, so he's fighting the devil. What else we got here? Fun final story. Billions of super fleas with giant penises, 2.5 times their body length, have invaded a British home.
Look at the knob on that mosquito, the flea.
Can you believe it? I've never seen a penis so big on a bug
it's
before.
It's over the furniture.
Oh, my Lord.
Billions of super fleas with huge penises are set to invade British bedrooms this autumn. Far bigger than normal fleas, a new breed has emerged, which has a penis 2.5 times longer than the length of its body, the largest genitalia relative to the size of its body of any bug on the planet. Jeez. No other bug can compare to the prowess of this flea.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I mean, it seems... I'd be surprised if any other creature on the planet, if it's got a penis 2.5 times the length of its body.
I know, like, whales have great big ones, but compared to their body, they're not that big.
Yeah.
Says, now with autumn approaching and the night's dawning.
The flea's a dick.
The flea is literally.
The flea is literally a dick.
Hey, next time I'd like a little flea with my dick.
people are really wanting the, are you prepared to receive?
Limp, limp, limp. Yeah, but I don't know how limp these are. I'm thinking maybe not so much.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do I have it right here?
By men.
Nope. That's not it.
What are you looking for that you found that instead of?
I don't know. Okay, now I found it.
My limp, limp, nope. penis.
That's you. Hold on.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
There you go. And then here's Brian.
A really, really huge.
Limp, limp, penis, penis, penis.
That's funny.
Nice.
All right. Anyway, conditions for flea breeding have been ideal with warm summer and right amount of rain and damp, it says. So there's lots of damp over there. Mm. The new flea breed is believed to have emerged from Europe and, new flea breed is believed to have emerged come from Europe over
that's another
past 3 years.
Emerged to either emerged. Or come, take one of those two words out.
Yeah, and the put an E there.
Right.
Dumbass.
Oh, mirror.co.uk.
What did we expect? They're terrible. And we knew it.
Jeez.
All right, we're going to take a break, and by doing so, we're going to play a song that hopefully YouTube won't ban the video for.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's and Indie in the Middle, everyone.
I'm actually looking. This one actually did come from the same label, so I'm hoping that it...
Usually they don't mute, they'll just block, or they'll say, hey, you got a song that's weird, no worries, nothing you have to do, just so you know, if the copyright holder ever wants to do anything, he could. The whole while I'm going, well, no matter what you do, I have rights to it, Brian pays for the rights to do it.
Yeah, in this case, it's not even a pay thing. It's like the label sends me music to promote on the show.
Yeah.
And here's the problem, is I'm not able to... What's going on here? Usually I've got these things already set up, and I'm looking for the email. Sorry.
Something about penum?
Penum.
Penum.
Sorry. There we go.
Hey, you take your time.
Oh, okay.
You're fine.
Well, shoot. Oh, no. I can't find the email.
Did you lose it?
Here's the problem is that it's a... Well, no. Usually I just look it up by the band. Mm. And because this band name is... fairly common. Oh, I know where I put it. Sorry.
It's all good.
I shove it in a folder called TMS Music. Because that's a smart thing to do. That's another smart thing to do.
I don't know why fart sounds make me laugh. But they
and
do.
It's not coming up there either. Son of a gun. All right. Well, this is for an upcoming album. It's a female-fronted band called Shell. This is from the Crazy Enough collection. It's going to be featured on the upcoming release, Just Crazy Enough. And this is the song, Let Me Do.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a moment. I would like you all to come back then. Stay tuned. Something right now because I thought that was gonna go for longer,
right? Yeah,
sorry everybody.
What do you mean, eating dinner?
No, my wife brought me a
snack.
She brought me a McDouble, which I can never resist.
Oh, Scott,
they're
McDouble
so good.
Four?
No, they're just the little cheap ones, like the little $1.99 ones, and they're small, but I'm eating it, so it's really gross right now.
Give me that juicy double.
So what I'm gonna do to cover for myself is I'm gonna play this right here. Check it out, guys. Oh my gosh. Swallow, Scott.
I'll do the first step.
All right,
I'm gonna let you finish.
Slappy.
All right, it's App Slappy. It's time for us to talk about apps that we've been reviewing here on the show. And Brian's got an app to talk about. What do you got?
I do. This is so cool. And it's perfect for a music guy like me, a Queen fan. It is, this is so cool. And this is something that. That Google has been working with Queen, or at least with Brian May and Roger Taylor. I don't know if John Deacon's involved with this at all, but it is a phone app. It's called the Bohemian Rhapsody Experience. And you'd be like, all right, well, that's kind of cool. I've seen, you know, phone things that are like for bands or whatever, albums where you can look at the songs on the album, maybe listen to snippets of it. No, this is... Here is why this thing is so rad. It is a Google VR experience. So you pull out your little cardboard and you stick your phone in there, and then you fire up this app, and you are watching an animated, you're in an animated Bohemian Rhapsody world, and you're looking around, and there's like, there's Freddie Mercury singing over there, and there's a Brian May dude juggling planets, and there's these things kind of floating. It's almost like a Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds kind of hallucinogenic experience with Bohemian Rhapsody. But there's so much stuff to look at because it is completely, it's not just like, all right, well, you've got stuff in front of you, but there's nothing going on behind you. No, no, there's stuff going on in all directions. So you're going to want to watch this app multiple times, looking up, looking behind you, looking left, looking right, etc. And it is so cool. And it is made obviously for Android, but you can also get it on iOS.
Well, that sounds all right.
Super cool. And if you like, if you even like that song a little bit, it's worth checking this thing out because it is such a revolutionary experience. I'm trying to think of other songs where they should do stuff like this. I mean, there's a bunch of Beatles stuff I can think of, but like Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones, I think would be amazing to have this kind of treatment. Or hell, doing the whole Pet Sounds album by the Beach Boys would be cool. So check it out. It is the Bohemian Rhapsody Experience. It is Queen, Google Play, and Enosis VR. And it's available on both Android and iOS.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Look at Brian going all the way for the good stuff. All right. Well, I am going to recommend an app that you're going to say, Scott, that's dumb. That's a thing we all already know about. How dumb. But I don't care. All right. I'm going to admit publicly in front of everyone.
Let me burn, everybody.
I'm going to admit publicly that I am a fan of Wheel of Fortune. Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I get stuff lobbed at me for liking reality shows, and you're here liking Thunderdome for Chiclet Heads?
I like, I don't think it's possible to say that Survivor and a game show, like we both like Jeopardy, right? That's a thing. We
both like Jeopardy. And I think it's well accepted that people like Jeopardy, and it's cool to like Jeopardy.
Yeah, it's probably true. But the spin the wheel and find the letters and Vanna White turn the thing. Ever since I was a kid, I don't know why that's always appealed to me.
Even though
now they're both like 200 years old each, and it looks weird to have them out there. And his head is balancing on this like skinny cancer stick of a neck he has. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
Pat Sajak?
Pat Sajak. Remember when he had his own talk show at night? You remember that?
I do. Yeah, that lasted, what, maybe two episodes longer than Chevy Chase's talk show?
It was pretty bad, yeah. But there was a real scramble there, and it was about that same time, I think, as Chevy tried to do that.
They were the Fallon and Kimmel of their time.
They sort of were, outside of them not working, getting it to work out.
Right.
So anyway, there's a brand new version of Wheel of Fortune up on the App Store that totally sucked me in. Now, I'll tell you an embarrassing thing about it, and it's exactly what you think. You spin the wheel, you buy your letters, or you buy your vowels, you pick letters, you hope you get the bonuses, the prizes, and you hope you don't get the bankrupt, and it's all that. And there's nobody actually walking out and turning letters, which kind of sucks. And you don't actually see Pat Sajak until you look at the campaign screen where he's going, now you click on the next deal to get the thing. So some of that stuff's real dumb. But the core gameplay is there. If you like that, it's a fun word game.
Of course. It's Hangman with a wheel.
Oh, shit, it is, isn't it? Now that you put it that way, it kind of makes it worse. But
is this the one Wheel of Fortune official endless word puzzles for America's number one TV game show?
I think so. Is that what they subtitled it? Hold on.
Does it have a little three-dimensional Pat Sajak? Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying about his...
Yeah, standing there going, hello, welcome to the city tour. Like, there's a bunch of stuff in here trying to get you to spend money and stuff. I don't care about any of that, but
do you need to clap incessantly while you're playing?
Yeah. Yes. And I need to come out in my black dress and turn a little E. It's dumb fun. I don't know. I like it. I don't hate it. I kind of wish there was a Jeopardy app. Maybe there is one, and I just don't know it.
There's got to be, right?
Is there a Jeopardy app? Because I like Jeopardy better.
The problem with Jeopardy is there is something. The problem with Jeopardy is that you'd have to type an answer.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, there is an official Jeopardy one.
There totally is, yeah.
Yeah, and it's multiple choice.
America's... Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's $1.99. It's also old, I think. When did this come out?
One of Henry IV's big lines is, uneasy lies the head that wears one of these.
Oh, wow. May 6, 2015 was the last time it was updated. It was created. I can't. Oh, 2014. So it's old. Maybe we have to look at that. Anyway, yeah. Bottom line is, if you like old game shows, there's stuff like that on there.
It does have a healthy amount of Frizz Quadrata, though. So, you know, it's it's official.
Yes, you are correct. Now, if I'm going to make one recommendation, it's this.
Yeah.
You remember how back in the day you could buy Mutant League football or Mutant League soccer or hockey? Not soccer, it was hockey. Do you remember those games at all?
Yeah, kind of. I never played them, but I remember them existing, yeah. Okay,
so you remember, like, you know, box art, EA made them. It was like playing Madden, except with a bunch of mutants and weird rules, and there were, like, holes in the field you could fall through and stuff like
sure.
that. I've always been a fan of take a thing we all know that's a common everyday thing, mm-hmm. and then jack it up with, like, science fiction or post-apocalyptic kind of Mad Max stuff or something like that and make it, like, some weird mutant league thing. I wish there was more of that sort of thing in more traditional things like a Jeopardy app or a Wheel of Fortune app or something like that. Just give me a little bit of an edge to it. What do those things look like in the apocalypse? Do we still play Wheel of Fortune? And if we do, how?
Oh my gosh, a post-apocalyptic Wheel of Fortune app, I am in.
Yeah, does the spiel the spinning wheel is all rusted and horrible? And it goes, when it, you know, clicks around, it makes this, like, big clanging noise. And Pat Sajak's got one eye's like an implant. And he's got a missing arm or something. Like, what does that look like? I wish they would do more of that. But anyway, Wheel of Fortune's fine. If you're just looking for a dumb time, it's fine. Ever since you made the Hangman reference, though, it's bugging me. It's true.
Oh, really?
It's true. You spoke a truth, and it's hard for me to now ignore it.
By the way, if you don't already have, and this is to everybody else out there because you already have it, the Wheel of Fortune, the Jeopardy apps, you can actually get a set on iTunes. The pair of those, as well as a new game called Wheel of Fortune Cubed, which really has very little to do with Wheel of Fortune, more as much as it does like making word squares.
Uh-huh.
But you can get the whole thing for $4.99. It would cost you $6.97 to get them individually.
Yeah, it's really? Well, let's see this. Yeah. But the Wheel of Fortune one was free for me. Did I already own it?
Oh, I don't know. It's supposed to be $2.99.
Oh, I may have
got
already
it on a discount.
Maybe I got a discount or got a free day or something.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Maybe, or maybe I paid for it. I thought I paid for it. I'm old. I'm Uncle Leo here, everybody. Anyway. We'll see how I do later on this. So there's your apps for the day. Hope you guys enjoyed those. Mine's a little wimpy, but part of it was because I thought Dan was here, and it's actually next week that he's here.
Oh, really?
So I had to hurry up and scramble. I did get a chance to play a little bit of Hitman Sniper, and I can't tell if I like it or not, so I'm going to hold off on that for now.
Is it like a continuation of the Hitman Ghost stuff? Or
it's
is
just
it,
like Hitman. It is definitely Hitman, like the Hitman, yeah, but it's like, oh, and now here we are in a sniper situation.
But it's not like that same look and style that Hitman Go had?
No, it's more like zoom in, headshot this guy, try not to have anyone notice. It actually plays a lot more like the sniper missions in regular Hitman games. It's good. It seems good. It's also, like a buck or something, and I like paid games. I prefer that over freemium, and so I like to support that kind of stuff, but we'll see. It's fine. I'll tell you what is good, and I think I talked about it on the show. Maybe I didn't, but the sequel to Hitman Go and Lara Croft Go was the...
there was a new one, right.
Yeah, the other one, Deus Ex Go. It's great. Ooh, great.
Really?
Yeah. It makes my phone hot, though. Makes my phone really hot.
There it is right there. It
gets all baked in my hand, so I don't know what that means or what anything should be done about it.
Yeah,
but hot phone. There's your hot phone.
Hot phone, baby, hot phone.
Yeah, that's right. All right, that signifies the end of that and the start of He-Man. Let's do Twitter questions.
Halftime brought to you by Filmation.
Twitter questions come to us via the hashtag AskTMS. You guys have been doing these today and previous days. We are going to read them live on the show and discuss amongst ourselves what's going on. Joaquim de Corte says, I swear that's how you say the name.
I couldn't even tell from that what nationality he might be.
Yeah, I don't either. It's real weird. His real name is Funky Ducca.
Okay.
I mean, his Twitter name, but his description name is Joachim de Corte. I'm going to say his, which is, what advice your parents gave you that you didn't teach your own kids?
Hmm. Here's how you use a rotary phone.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's actually not bad. I think mine was, you have to, my mom always told me I needed to be popular, and it turns out you don't, and I didn't have to, and I told my kids I didn't have to be. I didn't tell them
she
that.
She didn't watch any after school specials, did she?
No. She was, there were times.
It's like, it's important to be popular. Seems like the wrong thing.
She is totally off message.
Popular kids are the best kids.
Yeah. Did you have anything that they told you that you were like, well, F that. I'm not teaching my kids that.
No. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, the only things I can think of are things that wouldn't apply today. Like, you know, always have 20 cents in your pocket for a payphone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, yeah, that wouldn't apply today. Jeez.
Hard, yeah,
let's,
right?
Let's just say that. Okay. Always have 20 cents in your pocket in case you need a payphone.
Yeah, and also my dad used to say, I told you before, he used to say, pinch the nickel until the Indian rides the buffalo.
I love that phrase, too.
Yeah, and I can't really use that because none of the money has a buffalo on it anymore.
Right.
So I have to say, pinch it until Andrew Jackson rides the state house.
It shouldn't have when you were a kid.
No, I agree.
It's like
In fact, I don't think it even did then. I think he just said it. And I got
it. It just like, this is one of those things that just carried through.
Yeah, my grandpa would come out with an old coin with a buffalo on it, and I would finally understand or whatever. But anyway, always weirded me out. Here's your next question. Katie Talmo, a regular to this portion of the show, says, which is funnier, a loud, juicy-sounding fart or a high-pitched scream coming from a man? So what would you prefer? What
do
you
like? Okay. I was waiting
Sorry, there's more to the question, but it's weird how it ends. It says, coming from a man or what about both together? So I guess there's a third option.
Yeah, both together of course is funny because it's like, how could if you give us that option, it was, you know, it's obvious.
Don't I have that one?
You know, there's some things in this world your nose will tell you how they taste before you ever get them to your mouth.
No, that's not it.
Is that Brimley?
Yeah, that was Wilford Brimley, who, by the way, I saw yesterday in an episode of, what was it? Oh, Seinfeld. I'd forgotten he was in Seinfeld. He played the Postmaster General when Kramer was refusing to take any more catalogs. From Pottery Barn. And he went down and threw all these catalogs at him, and they had this like back room interrogation with Wilford Brimley. It was great.
I'm thinking that on your soundboard, I know you've got some of your screams that you've let out when you were playing scary games. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way you can couple that with a fart sound.
Let's see.
I know they're probably on different screens, right? Is the problem?
If I hear that again, I'll scream out loud.
No. We know that guy. That's me. Ugh. It's Veronica.
Yeah, I think if you do that, your scream.
This one? Whoops.
So have a juicy fart sound first. We can test this theory. Right, that on its own is pretty funny.
Hold on, I'll do it. So the fart comes first, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. We're constructing this in real time, everybody.
Yes. This is this is what they do. This is like CSI, enhance.
Yeah, we're gonna do it enhance. No. Okay, here we go.
That's the one.
You ready? Here we go. I'm going to put them together. One, two, three. I can even overlap them a little. There you go.
Nice, perfect. See, there you go. Question answered. Right,
Nerdtacular 2013. People don't remember that moment. But
all right, before we move on to the next one, just to, you know, satisfy my curiosity, give me the scream first, but overlap the fart a little bit at the end.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let me try it with
a little more separation. I think that might be the winner right there.
All right, there's your combo. Yeah. That All works. Right. So that answers your question, I hope, Katie. If anything has, that did. Let's see. Matthew says, Blizzard releases a new game. What genre do they tackle and what's the game? All right. I already know what this is. Ooh. I've had this in my head for a long time.
Oh, okay. I thought you knew something.
No, I don't know. I know none of those things.
Matson told you about what it's going to be.
My best inside guy is now retired, so I don't hear these things as much.
Well, see, now he can give up. He's got to know some secrets that he can divulge now. NDA doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah, we sent a couple of thugs over there. Jack booted right. ones.
So genre, so next genre for Blizzard game, go for it.
Okay. They want to make more stuff in the StarCraft universe that isn't StarCraft. Okay, I get that.
Okay.
So make me a full-blown freelancer-style space exploration bounty hunter kind of thing in space with my own ship in the StarCraft universe. Let me interact with StarCraft characters. Let me fly around that universe, make it big, like on the level of Eve big, like huge. And I want to go to planets. I want to go to stations. I want to go on missions. I want to go assassinate guys and ships, and I want to take a bunch of ore someplace because they need it. That's what I want. I want Blizzard to make a big freelancer style. If anyone remembers Freelancer, that thing is like the gold standard for what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I just want Blizzard's take on that. Put me in space. I don't want to do anything else with StarCraft right now, but I want to be in that world. And right. they're not going to give me World of StarCraft, so... And right. and that's not a new genre. So let's dive into the whole space exploration game, and let's make anyone else making a space game weep with envy.
Hmm.
There you go.
I was gonna say a Sylvanas Endless Runner.
Oh, that's not bad. Sylvanas Windrunner doing it'll be Endless called Runner. Endless Windrunner. It'll be called
Endless Windrunner.
That's a brilliant idea.
I'm it's not a new genre, but I would love to see them come out with another real-time strategy. Like Warcraft 4 kind of thing.
I don't know. RTSs and me are bored. I'm a little bored with RTSs. I wish I really? Wasn't. I wish I wasn't. Like Warcraft 3 was great because like the story was rad and the campaign was amazing.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of want that, but I feel like I could be wrong. I feel like they may be out of that business. Maybe, not because of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, they haven't done it since Warcraft. Well, no, since StarCraft 2, I guess.
True, but...
Because StarCraft 2 is that kind of thing.
It's exactly that kind of thing. But it's not... It doesn't have the favor in the industry it used to have. It used to be a very popular genre, and right now it's in a bit of a dip. So that may change. At some point, we get back to that. But
and they could easily do it as a mobile game, too.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. Well, I think they could do it as a mobile game. I don't know. I don't know what they want to do. Peter Fisher, also another regular, says female version of Magnum PI. Okay, what about a male version of Charlie's Angels? Says we need a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. Who do we cast? So what
all
do you
right
think?
Your three actors are going to be Mark Paul Gosselier.
Who the hell is that?
He was Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell.
I've never heard of this guy. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's his name. He was on NYPD Blue for a while, right? When that was still a thing?
I don't remember this guy. Oh, yeah. The blonde guy.
Blonde guy.
Right.
Zach Morris.
Come I on. Know who he is. Okay.
All right. Yep. So you got him.
Uh-huh.
You've got Adam Goldberg? Adam Goldberg.
What is he? The Kate
He's the Kate Jackson. Right? And what we need a Jacqueline Smith.
I had a crush on Kate Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying I had the crush on the equivalent of Adam Goldberg?
No, I'm just saying we need to balance out Mark Paul Gosselier, you need to balance him out with sarcastic Adam Goldberg.
Okay, fair enough. He's no longer on that the Jim Gaffigan deal, so he's got time.
Oh, perfect. Great. Yeah. He's in. And then who's your third guy? It's going to be comedy guy. You need the guy from Scrubs, whose name I can't remember. The African American guy on Scrubs who
Faison?
Not Zach Braff, no.
No, 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 his buddy.
His buddy.
I forgot his name, but we were just watching him too. He's great. He's a great pick.
Yes.
Well done.
Donald Faison.
There you go. Way to diversify it up. I think that's good what you just
said. Oh, sure. Right. You got a black, you got a Jew, and then you got a white guy.
Well done, Hollywood. I like it. But you're not going to call them angels. What are you going to call them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'd be
Charlene's
right,
boy toys.
Oh, yeah, right, right. The disembodied voice has to be female.
Yeah, who's that?
Your John Forsythe is going to be...
Helen Mirren. It kind of works. They should still be the angels? Nah. I mean, maybe.
Well, all right. So in doing this, of course, because the edgy thing is to shorten the name.
Yeah.
It's going to be angels.
Oh, just angels, yeah.
Just angels.
With a Z at the end.
Right.
Angels.
Hashtag angels.
I like that. I don't know who else. What other women do I like? Oh, I know. Judi Dench is the voice.
Oh, wow. So basically M.
Yeah, M, because that's kind of what he is.
Yeah.
And for Bosley.
Oh, right. You got to have a Bosley.
Bosley needs to be a lady. Yes. No, wait. Yeah, you're switching it around.
Right.
That needs to be
Kate McKinnon.
Kate. Oh, see. All right. Now you're pushing me in another direction, which is make your angel. Let's make a whole new angels thing and make it Kate McKinnon. You know what? Take the cast. Let's shake up the cast of Ghostbusters a little bit.
Okay.
Kate McKinnon, Kristen Wiig, and one other cute, funny girl. Those are your angels.
Anna Faris.
Ah, yes. Perfect. Well done. Okay. Bosley is Chris Pratt, but you got to make him fat again.
Poof.
It's got to be Fat He's Pratt.
Fat again.
Yeah, it's got to be...
All right.
It's got to be out of shape Fat Pratt from like early days of Parks and Rec. And then your disembodied man voice again could be Patrick Stewart. There's your new Charlie's Angels. Done. Forget about the dudes. It's all women now.
Very good.
Here's one from Dave Podnar. It says, are yints also 10 degrees above normal temps this week? Are yints, he says, Y-I-N-Z, yins. Are yins also 10 degrees above normal temps this week? We're down pretty low today, but we're supposed to get back up to the 80s next week. So
yeah, it's going to be cold this weekend, though, 60s.
Yeah, same here.
For us, yeah.
Nighttime especially. We're getting rain, and there's some snow up in the...
So glad we don't have a Broncos game this weekend.
Yeah, because you got to use those tickets, man.
Yeah. Oh, well, hell yeah, we're using them.
Okay, here's a couple more questions. We got one from Aaron Dalton who says, fresh bread, great food, or the greatest food? Meaning, is fresh bread a great food or the greatest food?
Okay.
Like, fresh made, like, homemade bread is amazing.
It is amazing. I'm going to say great food because I'm now starting to be very aware of carbs.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to avoid them when I can. And as fantastic as fresh baked hamburger buns would be, I look at that and say, oh, yeah, I shouldn't, though. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Code Weller says, are robot police created by Elon Musk the answer to lethal cops? Meaning, you know, trigger happy cops.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I feel like the RoboCop question's a hard one, man.
I don't like the idea of any artificial intelligence being given weaponry.
Yeah, it freaks me out. We need to learn from RoboCop, not forget that it happened. Yeah.
And RoboCop, you know, there was some humanity in RoboCop.
Please drop your weapon. What's your name, son? Opperburpy.
It was a little Opperburpy. It wasn't all machine. It was some murpy.
It's one of my favorite things. If I died tomorrow and someone said on my deathbed, Scott, what are you so glad it happened during your time in podcasting? It was when we made up the Oppa per murpy thing. And then I would die.
Yeah.
All right. Final. Let's do one more here. Thomas Silva says, should I be offended if the company I work for asked the doctor to run two different types of drug screens?
Well, only if it's specifically on you and none of the other employees. Maybe better check for cocaine as well.
Yeah, while you're at it, PCP and...
Maybe...
you have a test for meth? Do that one too. We're not sure about this Silva guy.
In Colorado, they test to make sure you're taking them.
Soviet Russia, drug do test on you. all right, well, there's your questions. Ask TMS at the hashtag. Keep those coming all week, everybody. Big thanks for being here, of course. Big thanks to Scott Fletcher. Does our little voice intros. Yes. I don't thank him enough. Mean to do that more often, so there I am doing it. Patreon.com/TMS is why this show happens on a Thursday. You'll get it tomorrow, listeners at home, on the feed. And for those waiting for the YouTube and stuff, you'll get that today. And for those who just heard it, well, you heard it, so you don't need to hear any more. Frogpants.com/TMS is the address to find all else. That's going to do it. New film sack this weekend. Watch for that. That's coming.
Yay!
We
should tell people what the movie is.
Yeah,
because
it was going to be that Britney Spears thing. No more. No longer.
No more. No longer.
Brian Dunaway blew one of his vetoes. I'm glad he took the bullet because I was about to veto it. I'm glad he did it.
Really?
Yeah. How many do we get?
I don't know.
We don't. We just all have this rule where
one of us. Exactly. If one of us vetoes it, it's no questions asked. All right.
Yeah. Cool. We may discuss it, but no questions asked.
I still want to see it, though. I feel it's going to be such a hot mess.
You're going to watch. You should watch it anyway.
I will.
You should. And you should tell us on the other side if that Britney Spears movie would have been sackable or not.
Yeah.
And if it was, well, then poo-poo on us. However. Well,
if it was, then I'm unvetoing it.
That's a good point. however, if in its place, we'll be watching John Dies at the End, which may be worse. I don't know. Maybe the worst thing ever.
I don't know anything about, it's funny, for a movie that basically tells you what happens, I don't know anything else about it.
Yeah, John dies at the end and lives for the rest? We don't know. So we're going to watch that. I have not seen it. Some people tell me the book's great and the movie's terrible. Others have said the book's okay and the movie's great. So we'll see. It's a new one for us all. Sorry, Brittany. Hit me, Sidian, baby.
Says
one more time.
I should watch Crossroads for Film Sack while everybody else watches John Dies at the End, and just keep talking about it as if nothing's wrong.
Brilliant. Yes, that is the Britney Spears movie.
Oh,
everybody.
That's funny.
All right. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Let's get out of here with some music. I know you got some, so play it, man.
Free Rangers in the Tadpool. Goes by the name Jason when he's not in the Tadpool. Says, hi, Scott and Brian. Could you play a cover of or by Delane? That'll be great. I don't have a particular date or reason for the request other than I just really like Delane. You guys rock. Signed, Jason, a.k.a. Free Rangers in the Tadpool. You know, normally, if there's, you know, something going on, an anniversary or birthday, I'll pick up an email like that. But in this case, there wasn't, and it worked out well. And I really like this Delane cover. So it's like, oh, kind of a perfect storm. This is from their 2013 album Interlude. And it's a cover of the song by the Bronski Beat entitled Small Town Boy. Here is Delane.
All right. We'll be back Monday, everybody. Come on back now. You're here.
You leave in the morning with everything you want in a little outlet case. Alone on the platform, the wind and the rain on your set. No only face. No!
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
I want to play an old one.
We got computers.